Hey everyone, you're listening to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma.
I'm Naveen Kumar.
And I'm Praneet Kumar.
Awesome interviews. No. Hey guys, welcome to the Reality Talk Show. I'm Ganesh Sharma, and with me are our co-hosts Praneet and Naveen. Hey guys.
Hey man.
Hey.
I hope everyone are doing safe. The lockdown has been treating us badly, but still, we all are coping through. Always make sure you guys follow safety standards.
For this show, we got a special person. So I guess Ganesh would actually introduce her now.
Yes. So on today's episode, we have Raksha all the way from Mysore. And to tell about her, she has acted in a various number of TV soap daily series that's been a huge part of the Kannada film industry. Some notable mentions, Sevanti on Udaya TV as well. Welcome, Raksha.
Thank you.
As we all know, on one side, we are battling the world with a deadly virus. But on a digital world, there's another battle happening. It's a battle of stupidity. It's between YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm taking side of YouTube. On which side are you guys?
No, YouTube, yes.
Thank God everyone are on my side.
I think the reason why people don't prefer TikTok is that it has a very negative, you know, reputation for now, that all the people who do TikTok are people who are not, you know, taking anything seriously or something like that.
But not exactly. If you see the crowd right now, right here, we are not a huge fan of TikTok because none of us may be using it. I hardly think any of us really do have the app in their phone.
I do have the app. I mean, I have it too.
And how often do you use it? That's the question.
Quite less. I can't stay for a long time on the app.
And when you talk about these two apps, I'm pretty sure they're totally different. YouTube is something like a video content, which can provide you content for like hours together. TikTok is like a small...
Exactly.
Small.
I was about to tell the same. TikTok is focused on fast entertainment. I think the maximum limit of a video that you can upload is 40 seconds, I think. That's the max.
60 seconds, actually.
60 seconds, okay. It cannot go beyond that. How do you know this? Okay. Glad you did not try making a video.
But this doesn't mean that we people totally hate TikTok or the people who are doing those videos. This is just an opinion of us, so nothing to take it in a...
Moreover, we are just used to YouTube from before all of these social media, you know, apps started. So we are just accustomed to that. That's it.
That's all. That's what even I think.
And again, there are a set of rules and restrictions regarding the content that you see on YouTube. You're not bombarded with random stupid content all the time. It's all based on your viewing recommendations and the kind of channels that you subscribe to. But the moment you install TikTok, the kind of videos that you get started with are quite cringy and not comfortable to watch around. And I don't think there are any age restrictions as such in the app as well that I've seen.
No, the demographic it's aiming usually is teenagers or people in their 20s. So you would start from when you're 18 and go up to all the way to 30 or there are some TikTok stars who are even in the 40s also.
Don't call them stars. They're not even worth calling being stars.
Again, we are not trying to hurt anyone.
But I'm being honest with my opinion. Ganesh Sharma, this is my own opinion here. I really feel that these guys are not worth being called stars because I don't find worthy talent more. As far as I've seen, there are a few notable talents that I can speak about. But still, comparatively on the majority, the demography is very bad.
Okay. See, apart from all three of us, maybe we should ask our chief guest who's sitting right here.
Exactly. I was getting to that.
She needs to talk.
Yeah, Raksha. So the question to you is, what's the one thing that you love about TikTok and what's the one thing that you hate about TikTok?
TikTok, it's a very nice app to use when you're bored to... peak, that's I can say, but people are using, I mean, people have created that image, that's it. The people who does TikTok, they have created some negative shape.
One question from my side, since you are in the field of acting, you did have a TikTok profile,
yes, of course.
Did it help you getting your job, like to find new... I mean, to get you into a cast or anything, was it
no,
useful?
No, for me, TikTok never helped me to get into this field actually, but there are some directors and producers I have seen who actually they actually prefer some TikTok videos for audition and all.
So wait, you mean people hunt talents from TikTok?
TikTok, yeah, I have seen some directors and producers. Basically, they're not like they are struggling to get into the industry. They haven't done any movies yet. But
put that in their portfolio when they provide
it. Sometimes I've seen the auditions, casting call, banners and all. They'll be like, send your TikTok videos to this number and all.
Wow. Okay.
See, it's not that bad though.
It's actually a very ingenious way to, you know, apply for companies and jobs. Because it's very short format, it's to the point directly, and it's not in a sea of lot of other influential people.
And I do kind of think that it's all about how creative you can get with those videos. The more creative you are, the more entertaining.
You have a very short time. It depends on how you see
that's more challenging.
Yeah,
exactly. The platform can be utilized in a right way, but the kind of people who are contenting videos are not the right set of people actually that we should be viewing.
What we are looking at are the people who want popularity in a short period of time. They just want to become famous.
It's basically sensationalism, but in a very short format, and a lot of people are doing it.
Funny part, it works.
It works.
Yeah. It works.
Cringy stuffs work.
Yes. People die. I mean, I have no idea. I've just seen people keep making videos, people keep watching.
You'll get so many followers in short term. So many, like...
Exactly.
I'm going to ask a question. Might sound feminist, but this is a question from my side. Do you think if you're a girl, the number of followers are more when compared to a guy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I've seen even the boys get more number of followers. It completely depends on the creativity as well.
But the kind of language that they use, content creators, that's very offensive. There is no restrictions or guidelines for the kind of language that they use while creating videos. I've seen people using the most worst form of third-rated language during this war that I've been researching on sometimes. So that is the one part that irritates me the most, because if a kid takes up my phone and ends up watching videos on TikTok and gets to hear that kind of language, that's the most horrible thing that I can imagine of.
I think it's moreover like it's a lack of creativity. You have 15 seconds and you need to show some personality. If you don't have that personality, what they do is they come down to making something very cringy or something very offensive so that it will get people's attention.
Exactly.
And one more question to Raksha actually. Apart from dancing and making some funny videos or using the dialogues from the movies and any funny stuff that happen, do you have any idea which you can say that, okay, TikTok can be used in this way to make it more appropriate
people
to watch?
Now after, during this lockdown, all are coming up with some cookery shows with the TikTok and hairstyle, makeup, everything. Oh.
That's nice. That's actually interesting.
That's something we can learn.
60 seconds. Is it really possible?
Yes. They have time lapse, everything.
Okay.
I've seen choreography videos, as she said. A few choreography videos, like how you can dance on simple...
Some small steps.
Like a part by part, part one, part two, divide and put one together. Okay.
And also I've seen a few photography trick videos, but apart from these both, there's nothing else that I found interesting.
How about the quality of the people who are using it? Do you think from country to country, does it change?
A lot.
It depends. I think it's mostly to the demographic that you're watching. Because at a particular age, you prefer a certain type of content. When we were younger, we used to watch this cringy stuff and we used to enjoy it a lot. But now we see it, we run away from it.
I do believe that this is, I think Ganesh and I can agree with this, because we have a friend who does a lot of TikTok videos.
We have three of them,
yes.
Not just one.
One in particular, which I'm talking about, on that day, we had a talk and... I don't want to say it's a he or she. The person was saying that they are not into any of those videos which the people from North make.
Yeah.
So they are not even like, they don't support or they don't like, and these people, they totally support only the videos that are done in the South, and they like only the videos that are done in the South.
So that's the war of the regions, the war of stupidity, and now war of apps. Everything is just started in this digital era. It's so annoying. It can be used in so many good ways, but these people always find ways to throw shit at each other. That's what it's all about. Fucking annoying.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Yeah, that's true. That's
for me, it's more than it's not like it's annoying. It's a very interesting period to live in this time where we are seeing so much boom in all of these kind of apps. Though I don't consume this content, it's nice to see what kind of people it's getting into, because some TikTok stars actually end up becoming actors. There is one hashtag called acting. This is for you, Raksha. So what they do is they have an audio clip from a movie or some song or something, and they lip sync to it, and they name it as hashtag acting. I've seen many comments saying that you're a very good actor.
You're telling lip sync is acting?
Yeah,
that's my question. They say it's acting, and many people who consume that content say you're a very good actor. What is your take on this?
No, I completely disagree with this. No, acting includes everything. Even the voice structure, the variation we give while telling dialogues, and the facial expression and the whole body language also, it matters. In TikTok, usually we see only some face. So we can't see their whole body language, everything. So acting comes up with the body language, facial expression, what they are giving. But lip sync, no.
Exactly. Filters and face zoom and this lip sync just makes it all deviating from whether or not they're talented or not. It's not a right platform to judge based on those factors.
And because of that, a lot of people are becoming very delusional. They're confusing acting with just lip syncing to an audio clip.
Uh-huh. So getting back, Raksha, tell us how your journey started with the telefilm industry. How did it interest you, or what made you take up that option?
When I was in second standard, I just went to see some serial shoot. So I got a chance to just walk around. So from that time, I think I just completely got interest in this field. During childhood also, whenever someone asked me what you aspire to become, I used to tell actor. I don't know why. Till now, I don't know. But yeah. And later I joined Natana. Mandya, the CEO of the Natana is Mandya Ramesh, a comedian in Kannada industry. So I joined there. Did some it's not exactly a course. I joined some theatre workshop. I did some plays over there, some 5 to 6 plays. So and the number of shows went to 30 and all, single play.
So these were stage drama acts?
Yeah, exactly, stage drama. And from that I got so many contacts. So they came and approached me for some movies. So after that, I was kind of interested in serial things. So I acted, the first serial I acted was Akka, that's in Kannada, Colors Kannada. So and later Kamali, Brahmagantu, Krishna Tulasi, and now present one is Sevanti.
Nice. So you have acted in multiple networks as well, right? It goes on from Colors Kannada to Udaya. So do you find it challenging, or do you have any clauses that says that you're not supposed to act in another network serial while you're working with another network?
No, nothing like that. But if you are acting in a particular channel, you are not supposed to act in multiple series of the same language.
Okay.
So that we have. And no issues with other languages. I mean, other channels.
How do you find the schedules?
They'll give it like 1 month before they'll give dates, and we can free times we can work any other things, or we can act also, we can act in movies or some other language, some other
shows. I do believe that you have you do some extracurricular activities apart from this.
I do handmade gifts actually. That's kind of like explosion box, scrapbooks. And
wow.
I deliver it all around India.
That's nice.
Amazing.
We didn't know
yeah,
about this part actually.
It's an she has a page in Instagram.
What's
Made
it
with
called?
Love. Made with Love. Instagram.
So guys, if you're looking out to gift your loved ones secret surprises, then please visit
Made with Love
on Instagram. You can place your orders from there.
Yeah.
She's been off for a while, I guess. I do believe she hasn't been into that for a while, but she's planning to get back to that, and this is her hobby kind of thing. And of course she is looking for some more theater acts and more serial acting. Apart from that, this is something which she is doing it on a sideways to keep her entertained.
Nice. So which is more challenging, theater drama or teleseries?
Theater, of course, I can say. Because in theater, you get to learn everything, including direction and screenplay, script work, and even the fashion designing thing, costume designing, everything. And, you know, it's play will be like a live performance. There's no cut scenes, there's no retake, nothing. Just one go, you should do everything. That's it. And screen, it will be like some dialogues will be cycling, and cut shots, everything. But the play, you can't do that.
I have a doubt about the play actually. Like, do you people improvise? Like, from what you have programmed, I mean, you have done first show, and to the second show, and I do believe, being human, you tend to make some sort of mistake. Can you do the improvisation?
Yes, we can do.
And do critics notice it? From the first show to the second show, if you change
something.
I don't
think everyone will follow each and every single show. Since
I mean,
the story is the
I'm
same.
I'm just saying, if it is, imagine if there is some people who want to repeat it, who want to see the show again. And maybe, do they point it out? Like, do they find it?
And sometimes we change from show to show when we get some complaints or something.
But the same drama. Same drama.
Will change the whole content of. And from show to show, if we actors get into the content, we can change whatever dialogues also, whatever we want, and we can improvise it. And we obviously make mistakes sometimes. So we can change when we're on flow, we'll tell some dialogues and not go out of the content.
Any scenario where you forget dialogue during a stage play?
No. I don't have any experience like that.
Because you go through multiple rehearsals, so there is no chance of you forgetting the major dialogues.
Yeah, we do so many theater games, which helps us to keep our memories. We keep our dialogues a lot. It helps a lot, actually.
And stage fear, have you ever had a stage fear?
For acting, no, but while singing, right, theater guys do sing, dance, everything.
Yes.
For singing, vibrato will come if I start singing.
So you have sung on
stage. We should sing.
Okay.
Everyone should.
I mean, that's really amazing. You know?
Yeah.
If you put me on the stage, trust me, for the next 5 minutes, you're going to be saying,
Oh man, we are bad on stage.
Yeah, sure, of course. In fact, not only that, even the recording,
stage.
Even while recording, we go
God.
Our initial starting problem.
We go nuts before starting the show.
A lot of audiences do not hear this, but while editing,
we edit it.
It's actually quite cringy while editing almost all the time. It's
go through hell while editing.
But it's only the initial take, you know, like then once we get into the flow, I think it kind of gets, we get used to it. And I do believe it's the same with the play and all those.
Yeah.
So Raksha, during this quarantine time, you have not gotten many chances to act on stage.
Mm.
So what do you do to keep in touch with your art?
Nothing as such. I do some all creative stuff, that's it. Not acting exactly.
Okay.
But once acting is like only it depends on the experience. That's it. No need to practice it or something like that.
I really admire that part saying where she doesn't see it as a profession. She's doing it for fun and she's enjoying it. So yeah. She doesn't, like I don't have to like concentrate completely on it. If you let me in the field, I will do it.
That's nice. So apart from series and stage plays, are you planning on having a desk job as well? No, thank God. So this is another question that I have that's to the current situation. A lot of people are completely dependent on stage and teleseries for the living. How has this affected this community?
Oh yeah, quite a lot. I heard some news that they are stopping all serials.
Yeah.
They are completely winding up everything. So I don't know. I should all the actors are searching for new ones now. It's like that acting field. This profession is like that. Once it some project gets over, you need to search for another one. And if you get full fledged some serial, you can do it for some 3-4 years. But other actors who work for daily wages and some daily remuneration and all, they should start searching every time.
Exactly, because recently when the lockdown began, I saw a couple of actors who did crowdfunding to help people who are living on daily wages in the industry. It could be the makeup artist, could be the sportman.
Some of the I do believe that there was this famous actor, Punjabi actor, who was doing in many series. Since he could not get a show, I believe he ended his life.
Oh my God!
Support.
I didn't hear that, but I do feel sad if such scenario had happened.
There are many.
That's a scary thing.
Really struggling out there during this period.
Imagine if actors are going through this. Imagine the people behind the camera who live on daily wages. You know, completely depending on these shows. It are these people who are affected more than the actors.
Of course.
Light boys, makeup artists.
Exactly.
That's usually what happens is many of these camera studios, they are constantly selling. Or at least renting their equipment to other events. But unfortunately for them, there are no events in assets going right now.
Happening as of now.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
So I have one question. If all the serials have stopped for now, how? If some people have lost their job as well, and they have, what do you think actors will divert to next? I mean, you need to get exposure in this field to, you know, to be noticed by other directors or producers or whatever it is. What platform do you think will help in general?
Nowadays, they are coming up with this collab things in Instagram, and I think they're doing some collabs and promoting some of their products, and they are earning quite well. At home itself, if they promote some of their products.
Yeah,
I saw they book my exactly.
They're doing that now.
I saw Book My Show is now doing concerts with artists from their homes. So you get to pay a small amount, get the Zoom link and watch it from your home. Concert from home. That's another initiative that people are doing. But as we said, it's good for musicians, maybe it's good for dancers, but people who are actors is what it's affecting in a way. Maybe say he is
a player or a solo. I mean, very rarely.
They can, but
very rarely, very difficult.
Exactly.
Again, if you're talking, then it'll run back to that Dub Smash thing.
Dub Smash, yeah. Oh God, okay. that's not the point that we're touching. So Apple recently came up with the second season of Mythic Quest. The first season was Raven's Banquet. Now the second one is a quarantine edition where every single actor is actually at their home, but the story continues at the quarantine era. So that's one show that never stopped and it actually continued. Speaking of which, broadcast industry, while it is suffering, we see another industry booming, the digital era of OTT platforms, right?
Yeah.
Netflix saw a huge raise of close to 100% in the subscriptions, and a lot of people are switching to digital platforms. If you can see, there's another fight going on between the theater industry and the producers as to why they're letting the movies directly on digital platforms and why are they not waiting for the lockdown to release.
I think it's the consumers, you know, just craving for new content all the time, and platforms like Netflix will bombard you with content wherever you go. So what happens is, there is a need for constant content, and for serial and these kind of productions, it takes a lot of time. So for time savers, they are just releasing all movies onto the networks directly instead of the theaters.
Exactly. Raksha, what do you think is better now, broadcast or digital? Which would you prefer more? I know it's a difficult question.
No, we do believe. If you don't want to answer, it's okay. Because once if she is out for any audition, this might be a question mark for her too.
Yeah. If I don't say broadcast.
Yeah, but I personally believe both has its own audience. But right now at this quarantine era, there is a huge boom to digital platform. But say, given an option to act in a web series on a notable platform, would you say yes to it?
Yes. For acting, anything is fine for me.
So no restrictions as broadcast or...
No, nothing.
Oh, what about your career interest in movies? Do you have any plans for it?
Movies? No, actually, I want to be in theater itself, not in serials and films actually. But I'm going with the flow, that's it. I'm getting chances in serials, movies. So, acting kind of makes me happy. So, I do for the happiness of mine. That's it.
That's nice actually. Supporting theater is one big thing, because theater is kind of like a dying industry as of now. A lot of people don't prefer going to movies. It's maybe because, again, the rise of digital platforms is a hit on theater
industry. We don't get to earn anything from theater actually. It's just a passion. Who wants to act?
I think it's still the foundation of all the digital industry we are seeing today.
Exactly. Have you been ever in a situation where you're doing a stage act, but you don't have a complete audience, like maybe it's not full or something?
Yeah, one time we had that and there were no audience actually, not even a single percentage. So we thought we were the only ones there. Inside the auditorium, so we thought like we put some screen and started watching movie.
That's really sad. So guys, it's not just all about digital platforms and broadcast all the time. Please do go out, watch live dramas and live stand-up comedies. This is a refreshing thing that you get to have. In fact, some of you might get a chance to interact with these people. And it's a different experience altogether.
Yes, a couple of months back, I had attended my first stand-up comedy live.
Yes, after Suhasa's episode.
Yes, yes.
You kept your promise. Glad.
I did. And I was very glad I did that. It was a whole different experience. You are so much more involved in what is happening on stage. And I felt like, I was holding this register book on my lap the entire time, and I was scared they're gonna be like, why are you holding a register book?
So for the best experience, I do believe that sit in front row.
We sat in the front
yes.
row.
Remember, I took you to a stand-up comedy. We sat in the front row and I got roasted.
You get picked.
I got picked.
You get picked.
I am the guy who picked every time in a stand-up comedy show. Luckily, last time...
You were the face for it, Ganesh. You were the face for it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
What happens is, on a live stage performance, whether it be a stand-up comedy or theater acting, you will be so much more involved. By nature, when you're sitting in front of a screen, you will move every few seconds. We lose concentration very quickly when we're in front of a screen, but when you are sitting in a seat, that's it. You are completely focusing on the story, and now people are expressing their entire emotions and everything.
But although in this time period, I would rather suggest that stay at your home and do whatever it is.
No one is doing any stage dramas or anything as of now. So please wait until the lockdown ends. Once it's up, Please follow Raksha on social media, and if there is any stage acts happening in Mysore or Bangalore, you all can get to visit. In fact, once we get an update after the post-COVID situation, we will post it on our Instagram page and you can get to go and visit and support the live show. Any questions for Raksha you guys have, can shoot.
I actually have one question. A lot of actors face through a lot of difficulty before they enter the industry. Did you face any such experiences as well?
Yeah, actually, initially, my parents didn't allow me to get into this field. My mom was kind of interested because she always wanted me to get into some acting field. And mainly in serials and movies, actually. Then once I started acting in serials, my all other relatives and everyone. Okay. Once I started acting in serials, movies, my all relatives, everyone started supporting me. But entering this industry was quite difficult for me. I attended so many auditions, a number of auditions which never worked me. So that's it. Later I got some contacts. I did audition too for them. Got selected.
How long did it take for you to land up a role, like an average number of auditions that you attended?
2 years.
Two years.
I every weekend I used to travel from Mysore to Bangalore, give auditions, again go back, return my college things, everything, again come back, and yeah.
So how was it between education and acting career?
It doesn't make any difference for me because I always wanted to become actor. I never cared about my other education.
So you've had a clear goal for a good while. So
yes.
That's nice.
And yeah, I wanted to become fashion designer. I studied my bachelor's in FAD, fashion and apparel designing. Yeah, I completed that and I'll go with my acting field now.
I have one more question for you. Like, do you have any sort of competition in your field? Like, once you are, okay, you have been auditioned, you are in a screen. Within the place where you have other actors and everyone, do you get competitions? Or do you see anyone trying to push you down, push you out?
Not me exactly, but I have seen some senior artists were making fun of junior actors and all, which I completely hate that, because actors are actors. It doesn't mean they are senior and these are junior. They get into only once they'll get into this, and their job is to roam around. So acting is acting, even if it's for a day or even if it's for a week or the whole serial. But we should not discriminate between the seniors and juniors.
Yeah, that's true. Bullying is kind of wrong from day one itself. When you're in a school, when you're in college, you kind of find this. Even in workplaces, you do find that.
Bullies are everywhere. I never expected in the telefilm industry though.
The thing is, we don't see that. We just see the part when it is all done, edited, cut down, every shit is gone, exactly. And then you see it on the screen. So only a person has personally experienced it or personally seen it could talk about it, right?
I think it could be, this competition could be more in the stage industry rather than the telefilm, right? The competitiveness, not bullying though.
It's there because they'll see if we are active, if we are active enough to memorize the dialogues and everything, they'll see, and they'll make major roles, small roles, they'll divide it and they'll distribute to us. So their competition will be there, so much competition for lead roles and some all other side roles.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Reality Talk Show. Please stay home, stay safe, follow the measures that's being advised by your government. Please do follow it. Stay safe, be healthy, keep listening to us. And you can follow Raksha on Instagram, and your ID is
Raksha Atreyas.
Please do follow. If you have any queries, you can reach out to us or you can write to us. Thank you so much. See you next week.